The park that's included in the proposed Trinity Development Project includes a series of lakes, and the idea is that the dirt that's excavated to form those lakes could be used to construct the bench, the built-up land for the road that would run alongside the park. Michael Morris is the Director of Transportation for the North Central Texas Council of Governments and a supporter of the project.
These benches reinforce the northern and eastern levee, would be an example of how transportation is helping both recreation and flood control. As you head downstream near downtown, the hopefully staged four-lane roadway would go under the existing historical structures, and as a result, you would build a retaining wall to protect both the roadway and the levee.
Robert McFessel, an architect with DSGN Associates, disputes that claim.
I have to disagree with Michael about the fact that the bench makes the city side, the downtown side levees, safer somehow. I mean, if that's the case, then we should go build a toll road on the Oak Cliff and the West Dallas side to make those safer. After the flood control improvements are completed, most of which are already done, we will be perfectly safe with or without this toll road.
Actually, an additional road west of downtown was considered, Morris said.
Well, one of the options was to build a facility on both sides, and lots of evaluation went in to those particular decisions. Some of us felt that transportation crossing the whole floodway twice, once to get to the south and west side, once to get all the way back, was too intrusive.
The Dallas City Council will meet tomorrow to discuss the recommendations presented earlier this week by Larry Beasley and other city planners. McFessel says their discussion should center on one thing.
The dirt from the lakes can be used to build the bench, but the nature of the road that goes on top of that bench, whether it's a high-speed tollway or a park access road that truly enhances the park's experience, is what the debate is really about here.
Stephen Becker, KERA News.